Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
A $2 investment could pay off big this weekend. Rihanna takes a stand against the NFL and new movies hitting theaters this weekend. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Did Pete Davidson kill Mac Miller?
Wiggy has your sports.
And David Price does the absolute unthinkable in last night's game.
But first, Boston police have identified the 24-year-old woman who was killed on Monday during a shooting in Dorchester. Alicia Restrepo was found in a car with multiple gunshot wounds and was pronounced dead at the scene. Police believe she was an innocent bystander and not the intended target. This was the 47th homicide in Boston this year. Well, a $2 investment could pay off big this weekend. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is now at $970 million. And tomorrow's Powerball jackpot, $430 million. Now, the odds of winning this Mega Millions is 1 in 302.6 million. The Powerball odds are 1 in 292 million. And then the odds of winning both? 1 in 88 quadrillion.
Jesus. That's all right. You still got one chance.
Just to put it in perspective, a quadrillion has 12 zeros in it.
Oh, my.
I didn't even know that was a number.
I'll take it.
Well, and you know, if you take that lump sum, Mega Millions is $548 million, and the lump sum in Powerball is $248. It's worth $2, right?
Hell yeah.
Unless your name is Melissa, it is.
Hey, gotta save that money.
Well, it was announced that...
save the $2 for what?
Yes! Coffee.
Okay.
Well, it was announced that Maroon 5 would perform the halftime show at the Super Bowl, but looks like they were the second choice. Reports say that Rihanna was the first choice, but turned it down because she supports Colin Kaepernick and does not agree with the NFL's stance. And a couple of different choices for new movies and theaters this weekend. First, there is Halloween. So I'm not up on Halloween, and I don't do scary stuff. So... Michael Myers breaks out of a mental institution, and then his sister,
Jamie
Lee Curtis, Laurie Strode.
She's been like waiting for 40 years and preparing for him.
Yep.
Supposedly.
That can't be it, though. Yeah. It can't be he breaks out.
Yeah.
She's been waiting, and she kills him.
We're trying to figure out like what angle this is.
Right.
There's got to be something like different that happens.
There's
it can't just
twist.
Be she kills him in the end.
Right.
Like, something big's got to happen.
I'm guessing that she helped break him out of the institution
because
she wanted to kill him.
But even then, there's still got to be something. Like, even that, I like that, but I need something to make me go, whoa.
I got you.
I'm ready for the sequel.
Do you want it?
Yes.
What, like your prediction?
She kills him. So she's been preparing to kill him, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Pebbles. I know you're so over this. She's been preparing to kill him for 40 years. Mm-hmm. Finally, she gets her chance. She's killing him. And as she's killing him, she goes, you know what, Michael? Now I see why you enjoyed this. It does feel good. So she kills him. You think the movie's over, right?
Yeah.
Next thing you know, right before the movie ends, you see like a victim, somebody who got murdered.
Right.
And just walking away from a scene, Jamie Lee Curtis.
With the mask in her hand?
The new Michael Myers. Yes.
So she becomes the new killer.
Yes.
I like that, Romero.
I like it, but if she has that taste, I think she doesn't kill him at the end because she looks at him and if she says what you say, she realizes this is her brother, and then maybe him and her go on a killing spree.
Ooh.
Well, and if you are like me, not into Halloween, there are other options. The other movie, The Hate U Give, opens nationwide. It was in limited release before. It stars Amanda Stenberg as a girl dealing with the aftermath of the shooting of her best friend killed by a police officer. And that also stars Regina Hall, Russell Hornsby, Issa Rae, and Common.
It's Michael Myers in that.
Oh, Jesus.
No. Here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, childbirth has broken Cardi B, literally. Cardi was on Jimmy Kimmel when she was asked if childbirth was easier or harder than she thought.
It was totally harder. She broke my vagina. Ugh. You know why nobody tells you about those things? Nobody told me they were going to stitch my vagina.
She broke her vagina.
Yeah. No one's ever told you that, so that means you've never had a friend who had a baby. They all talk about that.
Cardi added that she wants to have 3 or 4 kids. Now, every once in a while, celebrities prove they are just as insecure as the rest of us. And Usher just dropped a new album last week, and there's one Twitter fan who's been very enthusiastic about it. Twitter user at LALA20548756 created their account back in August of 2016, conveniently right before Usher's album Hard to Love came out. And LALA20548756 254-8746 is going hard at other Twitter users who are talking crap about his new album, A, which is leading people to believe that at LALA2054-8756 is Usher's burner account. Usher has since denied he created this account, and it has since been deleted. And we may know what is really behind the Pete Davidson Ariana Grande breakup. And if this is true, Pete is looking like a real a-hole right now. There's a really bad rumor going around that Pete Davidson taunted Ariana's ex, Mac Miller, with nude photos of Ariana Grande. Isn't that crazy? An unnamed source is saying that this was the reason for Pete and Ariana's split. Now, as we all know, Mac Miller passed away back in September of an apparent drug overdose. The source cites TMZ, although TMZ itself never ran such a story, so it's leading people to believe this whole rumor is just a hoax. Mm-hmm. But if that's true, and you're Pete Davidson right now, and that did happen, wouldn't you feel like a total
Yeah, but able? Why is he upset, Mac Miller? It's not like he hasn't seen her naked, so you're sending me new pictures of a chick I've already smashed.
No, but the rumor was that he was still very much in love with her, and it broke his heart, and that's kind of sent him on his downward spiral, which led to his death. So, here's Wiggy with sports.
All right, Thursday night football was an absolute duck. I watched it just during commercials of the Red Sox game. Denver smashed Arizona 45-10. The Bruins, they lost 3-2 in overtime to the Oilers. Celtics will take on the Raptors tonight at 8 p.m. Should be a very exciting game to watch. Celtics are going to get to the NBA Finals this year, mark my words. And the Red Sox, let's get into the juicy part of it. No one has the right to speak this man's name out his their mouth besides me. Sox advance to the World Series on the arm of the one and only, that's right, David Price.
The man you said would win the Cy Young.
Yeah. That's all right. David Price. I also said that he would make a very, very huge contribution in the postseason.
You also started off this report by saying, and the Red Sox did the unthinkable last night.
Well, they did do the unthinkable.
Yeah, David Price winning
the
game in the postseason.
They advanced to the World Series. I knew he was going to win. Yesterday I said, listen, David Price is going to have, you got that audio clip, or did it happen mysteriously?
No, I just
get it every time that David Price pitched in the postseason and lost, because you said the same thing every time
right.
He did that too.
So eventually it's going to happen.
He didn't lose his first, when you think about it, did David Price lose his first outing against Houston? No.
No, but if he kept on pitching, he would have, because he was giving up a run in inning.
No, he would have
like
been
every other time. Hey, listen,
he would have been the winner if they would have kept him in one more inning in game two. Because remember, game two, because the Sox won that game.
I'm glad they won. I'm glad he proved me wrong. Keep it up. Whatever you did, keep doing it.
Let me give you his line. 6 innings, 3 hits, 0 runs, 9 Ks. And he probably could have came out for at least another batter or two, but they decided to bring in Bonds, who gave up a solo home run. Devers, with a huge 3-run bomb in the 6th inning, which ultimately put them in a position to go up 4-0 in the game. And then ultimately Houston, they got a run 4-1. But great, great game. And your MVP, another one of my boys, JBJ.
Crazy.
Jackie Bradley Jr., ALCS MVP.
Can I throw out a quick stat for you guys
throw
that I just saw that
there.
Was really interesting? Mm-hmm. This is the 21st time since the year 2000 that a New England team is competing for a championship.
Well, that's all we do.
21st time since 2000.
Really?
Yes.
I believe it.
For a championship. Not necessarily like a world championship,
Patriots,
but like a championship being like the ALCS.
Oh,
yes. Like
the ALC championship. Okay.
21st time.
Okay.
We
you.
Are so spoiled here.
That's all right.
I love it.
Like I said, we could be in Cincinnati where they haven't won anything. And that is your sports.